Throughout the centuries, and right up until today, the Zaostrog peasants, as well as the rest of the Primorye inhabitants, have had two major sources of livelihood: agriculture and animal husbandry, with some fishing on the side. The main agricultural crops were vines and olives, figs, almonds, sour cherries, and pyrethrum, chrysanthemum, or tanacetum. Potatoes were planted on the hills. Barley, wheat, and rye were sown, but never corn. Rye hay was used for the roofing of houses and stables, whilst wheat hay served for beds and pillows. The major agricultural product for sale was excellent quality wine, obtained from several sorts of local grapevines: Plavats, Mali and Veliki, Ruja, Zlatarica, Perč, Dragobostina and Lasina. At the beginning of the 20th century, tens of wagons of wine were produced here, and the wine was exported to the rest of the world in large quantities on board big sailing boats, at times with red sails. And these were called by the local village men Frenchmen, Chozotti, the inhabitants of the Italian town of Chioggia, and Pulizi, the inhabitants of Puglia, Apulia. Less olive oil was produced, and it was primarily for home use, for seasoning and lighting, while a smaller part was for sale. The cultivation of the soil was exclusively by manpower, and the main tools were the pickaxe and the hoe. The working hours were from dawn until dusk. To maintain the tools in constant working order, there were two blacksmiths in the village right up until 1930. For very heavy work, mules and donkeys were used. There were three mills: Chorich's small mill, Mlinitsa, under the Viter Hill, the mill in Selo by the Verba Spring, and the third one, which worked continuously, at the Kapica Spring upon the boundary with Podatsa. Almost every house had a millstone for small domestic use as well.